Welcome back to Chainsaw Matinee. Everybody take your seats. We have such sights to show you. I'm Kai.
I'm Marty.
Well, top of the morning to yummy boyos. It's Anna here, Hannah O'Flannery. If anyone listening is Irish, I apologize.
I'm Irish.
But I had to do it. You know I had to do it to a... Well, I'm sorry, Marty, but I had to do it to a...
Yeah, I think, like... Well, I mean, you know... We might have listeners who actually live in Ireland.
Yeah, that's true. I'm Irish American. I don't know how much that counts.
Americans of Irish descent. Today, we are here to talk about the movie Leprechaun. We wanted to do something fun for St. Paddy's Day.
Not to be confused with the Disney Channel movie Luck of the Irish, which is another kind of horrible.
That movie scared the shit out of me as a kid. I was convinced that Coach of Death was coming for me.
That was yet another terrible, terrible movie that I was obsessed with as a child. Mostly just because, like, what the hell is going on at all times during this movie? They had Timothy Omenson in, like, this, like, nasty creature makeup. And then he had And Henry Gibson runs a potato chip factory.
This sounds like a fake movie.
No, it's real.
No,
They have to play basketball to determine the fate of this kid's family. His mom is a leprechaun, and over time, she has shrunk back to her leprechaun size.
Okay, I don't think this is not the movie I was thinking of. The movie I was thinking of takes place in the Irish old country.
Oh, there's a part where they have to do Irish games, and one of the challenges is they have to throw logs, which I think that's more of a Scottish thing, but, you know, cultures can overlap, especially in that area.
We all love our log-throwing sports.
It's true, we do. That movie is the reason why Timothy Omenson can't Irish step dance
His
on
name
camera.
Is and... Omenson?
Yep.
That sounds like someone who should be in a horror movie.
It does.
Anyways, Disney made him contractually obligated never to Irish step dance in anything ever again because of that movie.
What?
Yeah. Sorry to talk Disney about a totally different leprechaun movie.
No, I'm intrigued by this. Don't know anything about this movie, and this sounds like
that the kid from Luck of the Irish is in, I think, Final Destination 3.
He didn't step dance in it, apparently.
Yeah,
I would love it if the big reveal of Final Destination is it wasn't death fucking all their shit up, it was just a leprechaun.
It was Timothy Omenson getting his revenge.
Timothy Omenson and the leprechaun paired up and started some shit.
Anyways, totally different leprechaun. Now we're going to talk about the one with Jennifer Aniston.
So I do want to give
Warwick Davis.
And Warwick Davis. Yes.
I want to give a shout out to Marty and I's coworker Antoine, who recommended this movie.
Hell yeah. This was hilarious.
Hell yeah. Thank you, Antoine.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we watched this. It was very fun. Mm-hmm. And I look forward to watching the sequels.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to... Did he go to space?
He does go to space.
He goes to the hood. I know
he goes back to the hood, I believe.
There's that one famous photo of Warwick Davis smoking a bong in the leprechaun makeup.
Of course he raps.
I believe he raps.
I mean, he rhymes in everything, so if he's in the hood, rapping is kind of just like the natural progression of that character
quirk.
He didn't
rap in the first leprechaun.
I said he rhymed.
Oh, he rhymed.
He goes to the hood and then he learns how to rap.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, and I believe he goes to a casino in one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. Till this point, my experience with the leprechaun movies were always through other people. Like, I had seen reviews of this film, I had seen kind of basic coverage of the whole series, but I had never watched it until this episode. Yeah. And I remember this was one of those classic, like, back of the movie store films where just look at the cover and read the back and be like, this looks spooky. And lo and behold, it's the silliest thing ever.
It's very silly.
I always thought the leprechaun looked creepy, but I kind of knew that they were, like, schlocky movies.
So. Yeah, I think I literally heard of Leprechaun Goes to Space, like, before I even heard of the first one. Like,
I knew about the Leprechaun in the Hood movie, at least, when in high school at the earliest, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know until recently that Jennifer Aniston was in it, though. Yeah, no. One of her first movies.
When we booted it up and started watching it, like, Jennifer Aniston popped up and I went, Jennifer Aniston? What are you doing here? I guess this was before Friends.
It was before Friends. She's basically playing Rachel from Friends. She's like a spoiled rich girl who, like, moves to the countryside with her dad, and she's like, I don't want to be here. This sucks. But then she meets a hot guy, and she's like, oh, actually, never mind. I do want to stay here. And it's just kind of funny.
She, like, pretends to be scared of bugs and, like, is just disgusted with this whole place because it's, like, old and nasty or whatever. People haven't lived in this house for a while, as you can tell from all of the cobwebs and bugs and also the leprechaun that's trapped in a crate in the basement.
Yeah, we should probably back up a little bit. So the movie has a cold open where we meet an older couple who are nailing a crate shut. And we discover that they have captured a leprechaun.
Well, he comes home and he's, like, super drunk. And he's like, look at all this gold that I have. And he's, like, tipping, like, this guy that drove him home, like, a whole bunch of money. And his wife is like, where did you get all this money? And he's like, I stole it from a leprechaun. And then the leprechaun shows up and he's like, that's me gold. Give me gold.
And then
they fight in the basement. I think that he does. He kills the wife, and, like, he's, like, trying to lure the guy back into the house at one point by, like, pretending to be his wife, and he's doing an impression of her. But he's also, like, doing the leprechaun rhymes while he's speaking in this voice, and then he's, like, running around the house.
This is a very silly movie.
I was on 10 milligrams of THC when I watched this, so everything that happened in this, I'm not sure if it was real or not.
You might say you were embracing the green for St. Patrick's Day.
Sure.
If I have to apologize for a fake Irish accent, you have to apologize for that joke.
I apologize for nothing. I will say, right out the bat, this leprechaun did nothing wrong.
No,
he
didn't.
All he wanted was his gold.
Hey, he's a pervert.
They robbed him. They stole his gold.
This would have never happened if they didn't take his stuff.
Are you talking about in this scenario, or are you talking in general? Because I believe in this movie, this leprechaun did some wrong.
Well, he did. He did some
little asshole.
He did some wrong, but I don't think he would be doing that if somebody didn't steal all of his money.
You don't think he'd be feeling up Jennifer Aniston?
Well, he wouldn't be there if this motherfucker didn't just, like, steal all of his money and then show up and be like, I'm rich. I've got leprechaun gold.
I can point at multiple people and say, fuck all of you. I don't know. I've made this leprechaun my enemy. I hate this little guy. I love Warwick Davis. I love his performance. But if I meet this leprechaun, it's on site. I'm going
to
kick his ass.
See, I think I relate to him too much because as a person of small stature, I find the leprechaun relatable. Uh-huh. I could be, especially going through high school and being constantly teased and called Smurf and leprechaun. You know what? I was like, you know what?
Good for him.
Yes.
I quite enjoyed watching him drive around on increasingly smaller vehicles.
That was fan-fucking-tastic. And I find this little fucker entertaining as hell. And I respect the creativity of this movie. He's a little pervert. He's a little shit.
Yeah, no, he is.
He is a bit of a little shit.
But, I mean,
but in this scenario, yeah, they did take his shit. Like, yeah. I can acknowledge, like, that's the whole thing of it, right? Like, the leprechaun has the gold. Don't take his gold. or he'll drive on your stomach with a pogo stick.
That was hilarious.
That was great.
This movie is a fucking fever dream.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see how much worse the sequels can get.
Well, and I think this movie
in and of itself was so... It was something. It was...
Well, and that's the thing with this one is I feel like with a lot of horror movies, there's a lot of debate on whether something is just bad or, like, entertainingly zany, some might say. And with this film, I saw there was a lot of debate when it came out, and even today, of, like, whether this movie is entertaining or just bad, ridiculous, kind of jokey joke. Like, I saw the movie Uncle Sam the other day, and, like, that movie, I think once you get the joke of, like, oh, he's Uncle Sam, the joke dries out pretty quickly, whereas with this one, I thought I was entertained the whole time.
Oh, yeah, this movie, I feel like every choice that felt, like, terrible was in serving of the comedy.
Yeah. I think what really makes this movie work is Warwick Davis's performance. Yeah. Like, you can tell he's having such a fun time.
Yeah.
And, like, reading the behind-the-scenes story about the making of this movie, he really wanted to do this because he wanted to play against type. Like, this comes after he was in Star Wars and Willow, and he's playing all these really nice characters, and he was like, no, I want to play, like, an evil leprechaun. And I can just imagine how much fun that would have been. And
well,
he's
and
just,
apparently,
like, living it up.
Yeah.
Well, and apparently, yeah, this leprechaun was supposed to be, like, genuinely a scary little goblin, kind of, not so much in a person. But
yeah.
Warwick Davis was like, no, if we're gonna be a leprechaun, we're gonna be a leprechaun!
Yes. Like, he went all in on the Irish stereotypes, and honestly, it made the movie way so much funnier, just, like, how much he leaned into it. It's very funny.
Well, and I don't know if it was Irish stereotypes so much as, like, the folklore of
but
the leprechaun himself.
He was, at one point, they do show a Lucky Charms box.
Well, wasn't that where the concept of this movie came from?
Yeah.
They wanted to, like, make an evil version of the Lucky Charms commercial.
Yeah, and I mean, like, that...
Yeah.
The Lucky Charms mascot is in and of itself, like, kind of a stereotype of Irish people, but, like, I don't know. It's fine. I think it's fine. I don't think it's offensive. It's not an offensive stereotype, you know?
I would need more education on, like, the difference.
It's not like Seamus Finnegan
Irish...
from Harry Potter, where his whole thing is that he explodes.
Where, that's where I'm kind of coming into this, like... and I would love to be educated further on this, the difference between, like, the adaptation of the folklore in the American zeitgeist versus the actual Irish people and heritage
adaptation
in zeitgeist. Because I feel like this one was mostly about leprechauns rather than Ireland, but that is also from Ireland, so I don't know. Because, like, no one's talking about, like, Ireland and stuff
in
this movie.
I mean,
like, there's a leprechaun running
around.
I
will say, I think... In terms of the Celtic folklore, it's pretty accurate because a lot of the Fae originating in Ireland, they're like, you know, you do a favor for them, they'll do a favor for you. If you scorn them, they're gonna fucking rip your goddamn stomach out for the one piece of gold that you swallowed. so
poor
I think
Ozzy.
that's actually pretty accurate. You don't mess with the Fae. You don't fucking touch it.
Yeah.
So I think it's fine.
I also don't think this movie's trying.
Yeah, no. It's,
say anything about
no.
Ireland
it's just
Irish
it's
culture.
Just
if anything,
playing
it's
up
like,
the comedy.
Yeah. If anything, it's playing on, like, the American perception of the leprechaun, and, like, again, like, it's based on the Lucky Charms mascot. But what if he was evil? So it's like kind of playing up like that. The American perception of it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And, like, I feel like the harmful Irish stereotypes I didn't notice as much.
Nah.
Like, you know, Irish people, like, the stereotypes I am aware of is, like, Irish people wanting to blow things up or be violent or the potato thing. Like, I didn't see any of that present here. It was, like
nah.
Kai said, it's like the leprechaun from the Lucky Charms commercial is killing cops. Which is very Slay of him, honestly.
Yeah. And again, like, take this, you know, we're Americans, so take it with a grain of salt. But yeah. I doubt that any Irish people would be offended by the existence of this movie.
Nah, I think most Irish people would probably think this is fucking hilarious. That's just me.
But yeah, so we have this backstory of the guy who got a hold of the leprechaun's gold, and the leprechaun's trying to get revenge. We find out that the leprechaun's weakness is four-leaf clovers.
And which is weird. At the very beginning of this movie, the guy is, like, holding up a four-leaf clover, and he's, like, backing away.
It's like a crucifix of a vampire.
No, it's, like, literally. And then he sets it on top of the box, and for whatever reason, that just makes it impossible for this leprechaun to push the box off of himself. Okay.
See, that was messed up. They stole his gold and then they locked him in a box for 20 years.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
He said he was hungry when he got out of there and started biting people.
He didn't eat. So then we cut to later, and Jennifer Aniston and her dad have moved out to this really rundown house.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a hot guy who's, like, helping them fix up the house. And so Jennifer Aniston...
Yeah, they hired a painting crew, which I believe... Are they all brothers?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't remember. I know that I think the painting business is, like, something brothers, but I'm not sure if they're actually brothers. There's a child. There is Francis from Pee-wee's Big Adventure. And then the hot guy.
Yep, there's hot Francis kid. Those are the three brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The kid dresses very stereotypically 90s child. He carries around a slingshot. And I noticed this. His hat was a San Francisco 49ers hat. And if you know anything about the 49ers, they're named after 1849, which is the gold rush year.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah. They did that in this movie.
I don't know whether to clap or puke.
It was good. I liked it. I thought that was funny.
I liked it too. Hey, it wasn't at least it was a little more subtle than, like, the Fighting Irish or something.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. That is very true.
Yeah.
But yeah, they, I think Ozzy finds the gold,
yes,
right? Because they see rainbow.
They see a rainbow.
And then they go to the end of it and find his gold.
Ozzy is Francis from Pee-wee's Big Adventure, correct? I don't remember the names. Okay. So he follows the rainbow and the kid is, like, following him, and they, like, find this, like, abandoned truck, and, like, there's a bag of gold coins in there, and, Ozzy, like, eats one on accident.
He's trying to see if it's real gold, and he bites it, and then ends up accidentally swallowing it.
And sure.
then we get the scene where the little kid's like, yeah, we finally have enough money to get you a brain operation, Ozzy, because you're so dumb.
Yeah.
He's, like, step away from calling him the Arsler.
Yeah, no, like... yeah. Like, it's so, I guess this character is supposed to be, like, mentally disabled.
I can't
coded tell if,
that way.
He is coded that way. It is an adult man pretending to be a child, and I'm not sure if he's supposed to be a child who's just very stupid or an adult who has a disability. But they're like, we can get you your brain operation so you can be smarter, and it's like, what? And then this kid tells Jennifer Aniston that, and she's like, you know, they can't do that, right? And he's like, well, I didn't want to get his hopes up. It's like,
the one who told him. We'll get you that operation. What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't.
Right?
This child is out for blood.
Yeah, it's weird because, like, I'm very fond of Ozzy as a character. I find him very sweet.
I thought he was really funny.
And the way
yeah.
he, he cares for the people around him. Like, he's mm-hmm. very brave when he needs to be. Mm-hmm. And he is one of, like, the first people who's like, guys, no, there's a leprechaun running around killing everything. And everyone's well, like, oh, well, you silly Billy.
Well, he and the kid go downstairs into the basement and let the leprechaun free on accident. And mm-hmm. and then, like, the leprechaun runs off. And, like, so, like, he's trying to tell everyone about this leprechaun. The kid's like, they're not going to believe us. And so, like, he like, keeps elbowing Ozzy every time that they start talking about a leprechaun. So everyone's like, what are you talking about? And so they just think Ozzy is crazy, but, like, they just saw a leprechaun, they found a bunch of gold, he accidentally swallows some of it, and then it keeps coming up in conversation, hey, there's a leprechaun, and they're like, oh, Ozzy, you're just so crazy and mentally disabled, we can't take you seriously. And it's like, what the fuck?
I mean, to be fair, like, if someone told me they saw a leprechaun in my basement, I would definitely think they were yanking my chain.
I mean, a little bit, but, like, he was saying it with some utmost sincerity, like...
Yeah.
he's like, there's a leprechaun out here, and everyone's like,
if I was a kid, you. At least. Well, and it's interesting, because most of the time in movies, kids are the ones who are like, guys, no, for real, I mean it this time. Whereas the kid's also kind of ragging on Ozzy of like, oh my yeah. god, dude, you're so stupid. And it's like, Jesus Christ, kid, you saw the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're so mean to him.
Maybe they're trying to make that kid badass or like, not like other kids. I don't know.
They're yeah, just so mean nice. To Ozzy.
Poor Ozzy.
Yeah, poor Ozzy. I liked Ozzy, though. I didn't love the portrayal of his disability, I assume. But, you know, the character himself worse. Is very sweet.
This movie was yeah. from the 80s. It definitely could have been worse.
Well, early 90s. I think like, what?
Oh, yeah, it is early 90s.
91, 92?
Was it 89?
It was early 90s. I don't remember what year, though.
Yeah, I just know that it was before I think it was 1992. Friends.
1993. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. My bad.
But, yeah, I don't know. Like, it's hard to describe the plot of this movie because it's really just, like, a series of shenanigans.
Yeah, no, it's just, like watching this leprechaun, like, do crazy shit and kill people, and then, like, it cuts...
He's just trying to find his gold. He keeps upgrading his ride, so, like, he's got a tricycle at one point.
They speed the film up yeah, so that he's riding it, look like he's riding so it really fast.
And then later he gets a go-kart, and he's, like... ripping down the street in this go-kart, and he gets pulled over by the cops for speeding, and then the cop is like, thinks he's a little kid, and he's like, how old are you? Yeah, and the leprechaun's like, I'm 600 years old.
Warwick Davis is having so much fun, and I love him so much. His performance is incredible. I'm a leprechaun,
My favorite bit was, like, him in the woods, like, hunting down the cop.
And, yeah.
Like, it was kind of a cat-and-mouse game.
The cop is, like, freaking out because this little guy is moving too fast for him. And he's like, where are you? What's going on?
Yeah. So basically, yeah, he traps them in the house. There's also one scene that I love because it's just a classic horror movie trope, but with a leprechaun, it just is really funny, where she grabs the phone and she's like, help, 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 we need some help, we're being attacked. And then you just hear on the other end, where's me potago? Yeah. And you just have a flat out horror movie scream, and it's just the funniest scenario.
At one point, Ozzy does call the police, and he's like, there's a leprechaun here, and he's killing us. And the police are like, oh, Ozzy. They, like, hang the phone up, and they're like, this is, like, the third time he's called this week. I guess he was, like, calling about some other random shenanigans happening, and he just calls the police a lot when he thinks that things are going wrong. Sure.
I mean, to be fair, like, I think if I called the police right now and told them there was a leprechaun attacking me, they would probably hang up on me, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was the one moment where I was like, Ozzy, no!
Yeah. Anyway, he hangs the phone up with the cops, and then he's like, he, like, walks back into the room with, like, Jennifer Aniston, and that guy is hurt, and He's like, I just got off the phone with the cops. And she's like, you didn't tell them there was a leprechaun, did you? He goes, yep.
You know, what is the leprechaun lays out a bear trap for one of them and then just starts gnawing on his leg and, like, they have to, like, whack him away with stuff.
Yeah.
What was the scene where he killed the person with the pogo stick?
Oh, that was the pawn thrift shop, store, right? Where they, they drop off the gold to see how much it's worth. And then the leprechaun finds the gold there and then gets a pogo stick and just jumps on this guy's chest.
Yeah.
Crushing his lungs.
Yeah.
That's made me laugh so hard.
This movie is something else. It really is. Like, it's so funny.
Honestly, if you take a shot of tequila and get into it and just, like, put your reservations at the door. Like, if you want Hereditary, if you want Midsommar, you can go watch those two things.
You're not going to get that here. If you want
Warwick Davis jumping on a man to death, you will get that. And it's fun.
You really will. It's, yeah. It really is just like a straight up horror comedy. Like, there's a leprechaun running around killing people. Shenanigans.
And he's having a great time.
Yes.
Like, that is one thing. Like, I don't condone this little pervert, this little murderer, but
That one.
I can appreciate a motherfucker who knows how to have a good time. And this motherfucker knows how to have a good time.
There's a part at the very beginning. We're just kind of like going out of order here just because I don't know how else to talk about this stream of consciousness.
Like, I'm going to be real. We watched this like 2 weeks ago, so my memory's a little fuzzy. I can just remember like that pogo stick scene. I remember that. I will remember that for the rest of my life because that shit was hilarious.
I also remember the leprechaun being under the truck and he's like feeling up on Jennifer Aniston's legs.
Yeah, I remember.
And she looks
that
down
too.
And she starts screaming because she's like got something touching her leg, and everyone's like, it's just a cat or something. And then I guess a cat shows up at a random time. No, the leprechaun starts mimicking the cat because he can mimic the sounds of people and animals. And so he's like in the barn meowing, and they're like, oh, it's just a cat. And she's like, it was not a cat. There was a man feeling my leg up.
Yep. So they get stuck in the house. And then they figure out, oh, we just got to return the gold. So they throw the gold out. But then they realize, I'm trying to, Ozzy ate the thing.
Yeah.
And so then they want to go find the original house owner who is in, like, the nursing home nearby. Mm-hmm. So that they can figure out how he stopped him and how to do it. And then there's one bit that I just find very fascinating, because there's always something like this in folklore where to get past the leprechaun they just dump a bunch of fucking shoes in front of him and he's got to clean them all. And that reminds me of, like, I've seen other things where, like, isn't there a thing with vampires where they just throw rice on the floor, they have to, like, count every single one?
It's like vampires have to count rice. There is a thing with, like, in Celtic folklore, a lot of the fae have things to do with shoes. That's why you have, like, cobbler elves and, like, brownies will, like, take care of your shoes sometimes, make sure they're in good condition, if you, like, treat their space of the house that's, like, kind of assigned to them well. They kind of just do, like, brownies especially kind of just do favors around the house as long as you're, like, having their needs met. And so, like, yeah, that's just kind of a thing in a lot of Celtic folklore, is just, like, the fae really like shoes, those damn perverts.
Then they go to the nursing home. I think it's just Jennifer Aniston, actually.
Yeah.
And then the leprechaun is there and he gets another vehicle where he stole the elderly man's wheelchair and is wheeling down the hall after Jennifer.
Yeah.
And then she finds him stuffed in the elevator and he is able to tell her, if you find a four-leaf clover, you can stop the little beast.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes back to the house.
Yeah, and she finds a clover patch and just starts picking trying to find a four-leaf clover, which that would take forever.
Right? Like, I'm trying to remember how they actually find one. Like, do they just find it on the ground? Because I remember at first she's like, there's no way I'm going to find a goddamn four-leaf clover in this day.
I think she's just, like, searching around on the ground in this little patch and just finds one. She, like, sits there long enough and is, like, ripping grass out of the dirt. And she's like, aha!
That's good luck.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for her. So, then the leprechaun comes back, fights him a little bit, and then one of the greatest horror movie lines ever is uttered by the child. Who would like to say the line?
You say it, because I don't remember.
Oh, so, like, they're wrestling around with the leprechaun, and then the kid gets a hold of the four-leaf clover, and he's had a slingshot the whole movie. So then he, like, there's a shot of the leprechaun staring him dead in the eyes, and then he just goes, fuck you, Lucky Charms, and then he hits
thing,
and he essentially explodes and then falls backwards down the well. And then I think they board it up and put another four-leaf clover, like, on top of it or something. Or he's just dead down there. Like, that one of the two options.
Well, he comes back, so he's not dead.
At the very end, they tease the sequels. Like, they show the leprechaun, and he's like, I'm not dead. I'm still gonna come get my gold.
I'm down here. I'll see you in 20 years.
Yup.
We have to talk about the scene where Ozzy gets his guts pulled out because he ate the coin.
Oh, poor Ozzy.
But he doesn't die.
He doesn't die, but the leprechaun is rummaging around in his guts for this gold coin.
I don't remember it being that graphic. I think he scratched him, but I don't think his guts weren't, like, well, on
he's
the outside
like,
of
he's,
him.
Like, spitting up blood and, like, kind of actively dying at one point.
Well, not to spoil too much, but he does come back for one of the eventual sequels.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, dang. That's cool.
Yay. He healed.
I mean, I know he doesn't die at the end. Like, I don't think it was ever, like, serious enough that you thought he was gonna die.
Yeah, no. I just remember him being, like, covered in blood, and, like, the moment he, like, swallowed that coin, I was like, oh, that's gonna come back.
Yeah. Yep, and then Jennifer Aniston presumably gets with the guy. Mm-hmm. Ozzy is validated because there's a leprechaun, and the kid got to kill something.
So yay!
Everyone is happy. And then, like, the police show up, dad comes back, and everybody's happy except the leprechaun, who has moved from a box to a well. And I think he got kind of melted when on his way down there. Like, I remember him kind of having some bits of his skull out and, like, looking pretty gnarly, which was really cool, I think, practical effects-wise.
Yeah. I love the effects in this movie. Like, the makeup for the leprechaun is really great. Yeah.
I quite liked the makeup too. There was a certain quality to it that reminded me of, like, the Grinch makeup. I think it's just all the wrinkles in his, like, cheeks, you know, like, because he's got that really exaggerated smile going on, and he's got all these wrinkles in his cheeks. And I think
that's a good comparison.
I think that really reminded me of, like, Rick Baker's Grinch makeup. Did Rick Baker do the makeup for this?
I don't know. Let me look it up. I was gonna try to see if I could find some fun trivia for this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Ricky Baker. Rejected, now accepted.
Gabriel Bartalos.
Okay. Cool.
Solid. It looked really cool. I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. Thoroughly.
I also loved his little striped socks. the scene where they're, like, trying to leave the scene where they're in the truck and they're trying to leave the farmhouse, and the kid has to get out of the car to, like, fix the battery or something. And he gets out of the car, and then the leprechaun is driving around that really small Mad Max van and, like, rams them and the whole truck topples over and rolls like 4 or 5 times. Do you remember this?
I do.
That was one of the parts where I was like, what am I watching? Like, I thought I was hallucinating for a second. This movie and Dead Alive are great to watch if you're on the weed. They're great. It's hilarious. You won't remember anything about it. You'll think you made up a lot of it, but it's fun.
Apparently Warwick Davis was the one who really insisted on adding a lot of comedic elements to the film.
Yay!
Which kind of doesn't surprise me, like, because he just seems to be having so much fun in this role.
Yeah. Right. Good for him. I'm glad that he got to do that. And honestly, I really like that they played this whole movie as comedic, because it is an incredibly ridiculous situation. And I'm glad that they were like, oh yeah, this is hilarious. So they like hammed it up and they let Warwick Davis do his thing.
Absolutely. Well, and I wonder if he wanted to kind of had a vision of himself in the pantheon of like, little shit horror antagonist.
Like Chucky.
I know. Well, I was thinking at this point more like Freddy Krueger.
Oh, yeah.
Was Chucky a little shit yet by 1993? Because, like, he becomes a little shit.
But
at the beginning, he's more spooky.
Well, I thought he was a little shit from the beginning. Well, like, that movie was...
The filmmakers also kind of cited Gremlins as an inspiration.
There you go.
So there it is. Yep, those are a bunch of little shits.
Yep. I like Gremlins. And Gremlins 2, the new batch. Good movies. What if there was a Gremlins Leprechaun crossover?
Oh my god. Well, the thing is, they would just rile each other up.
No, that's exactly what I want, though. I want Gremlins versus Leprechauns and, like, the... I don't know, maybe Stripe or whatever evil one pops out of Gizmo next, just like starts stealing Leprechaun gold. And then the Leprechaun is like, hey, you little fuckhead, give me that back. And then the Gremlin is like, because they don't really talk except for like saying Gizmo and Kaka.
And Rambo.
There's that scientist gremlin who could speak real good.
Well, yes, but he also took a potion in order to be able to talk like he had a PhD, and then he shot a guy in the face.
Yeah, he can do that again in this one. Roy
yeah.
Davis would love that.
Yes.
I mean, they rebooted Willow. Reboot. I mean, technically, I guess they never stopped making Leprechaun movies. Like, I think they made one very recently, and I think they actually did do the original version without, like, Rorwick is bleh. Without Warwick Davis's input, where he's very much more of a creature rather than a character. And like from what I heard, it was not as successful.
Like a remake, but they used the original script, or?
Yeah, just more like the original concept, I guess. Like, trying to make it more scary. In
okay.
Yeah, I heard that too. Like, I know there's, I think, one or two newer ones that Warwick Davis is not in.
Mm-hmm.
There's one of them is the one with Ozzy returning.
Okay. But Warwick Davis wasn't in the one with the other one with Ozzy?
I don't think so.
Dang. Man, I don't know what else to say about this movie. It's just... It's a movie that exists, and it's hilarious, and also you kind of just have to watch it in order to appreciate it.
Yeah, and I think you kind of know what you're getting when you watch this. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, it's the movie about a scary leprechaun.
Yeah.
But I definitely recommend it to people, like, if you're looking for a good horror comedy, and especially around, like, St. Patrick's Day. I noticed, because St. Patrick's Day was a few days ago at the time of recording, I noticed that on St. Patrick's Day on TV, they were having a marathon of all the Leprechaun movies.
Nice.
Good.
And sadly, my mom wouldn't watch them with me.
Aww.
I wonder why. She's not a horror movie person. I love you, Mom.
Well, that's, but, I don't even know if, I mean, like, it is a horror comedy, but, like.
This would not be a movie for my mom.
Okay.
But I
think it's a movie for everybody.
I was teasing her. I was like, we should watch all the Leprechauns. And I got a
I don't know. I think this is for, like, if you like cartoons, if you like Bugs Bunny style shenanigans, this is your film. Because, like, I could understand if people are more akin to, like, plot stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But if you like a guy running around and causing mayhem, this is your movie.
Yeah,
and
no,
I personally enjoy that.
This is absolutely one of those movies that feels like a live-action cartoon.
It really does. I mean, especially just the way they film it, like, the way they speed up the footage.
Yeah.
He's, like, riding on his little tricycle. Like, it's just...
The tiny car, the cop pulling him over.
Everyone who worked on this movie was, like, in tune with what they were making. And yeah. I just love that. I think it's delightful.
Also,
I'm going to say something bold and controversial. I like this overall more than Friday the 13th.
No,
like,
yeah.
As a horror movie, as a flat-out movie, the only part I like that Fry might hold a candle to this is the bit with Jason's mom. But everything else, I'm like, does not hold a candle to me for this in terms of creativity, kills, and just overall fun, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the Friday the 13th movies are kind of, they were created as a gimmick, and the first one had the best overall story and twist, and Pamela Voorhees being the villain is the best part of that movie. But then they kind of just, like, they kind of throw it away for the sequels, and they're just like, let's just put Jason in this, because we had this whole thing with, like, Jason kind of being a red herring in the first one, but then they brought him in for, like, 2 seconds as a child pulling that girl into the water.
We should cover the Friday 13th
series. We really
series
need
because
to.
Because they're so fascinating. So I'm doing a YouTube series about the filmography of Wes Craven. And Wes Craven's very first movie, Last House on the Left, was produced by Sean Cunningham, who went on to direct Friday 13th. And the concept for Friday the 13th actually was an unused sequel idea for Last House on the Left.
Mm-hmm.
And it was supposed to take place at a summer camp. And it definitely works way better as its own movie, because, like, spoiler alert, the villain dies at the end of Last House on the Left, but, mm-hmm. like, they had this idea of, like, his undead corpse comes back to life and haunts a summer camp.
Sure.
And, like, I just think that works way better as its own movie.
Yeah.
But anyway, neither here nor there, but you brought up something that's tangentially related to my current hyperfixation.
Yeah.
So.
And
yeah, well, and just my point is that I think this place, or this film, has a place in the horror pantheon.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's a lot funnier. It's a lot more creative with the kills and things like that. There's a lot more going on. And the characters, besides the leprechaun, are memorable.
Yeah.
So, like, you have Jennifer Aniston, you have, I don't remember Jennifer Aniston's name, but she's Jennifer Aniston, and she's being very Rachel about everything.
Tori is her name.
Tori, okay. So, you have Tori, you have Hunky Guy, which I didn't think he was that memorable, but, like, the kid and Ozzy are pretty memorable. I liked the beginning parts with the dad where he's, like, trying to placate Tori.
Yeah.
And, like, he seems like a fun character, too. You have, like, these fun scenes, like, at the pawn shop. You have one that's, like, in a diner. You know, you've got all this, like, fun stuff, and there's a lot more, like, fun things going on in this. There's not much in terms of story, but there's not much in terms of story with the Friday the 13th movies either. If they had played up Friday the 13th to be, like, way funnier, then, like, yeah, I would love it more. That's why I like Jason X. I feel like Jason X is my favorite of the Friday the 13th movies, just because it's so funny.
Yeah, kind of coming from a similar era as this in horror, of, like, the 90s and early 2000s leaned a lot more into, like, the parody and comedy aspects.
Yes.
Because I think by the end of the 80s, a lot of the slasher tropes had just been done to death, and people were looking to kind of be able to laugh at it a yeah. little bit.
Or at least, like, kind of get meta with the comedy, or at least just, like, with the material in some way.
Well, and I wonder if the censorship and, you know, the blowback from the Reagan era had forced horror directors to kind of try to figure out how to package it in a way that was a little less raw than it was in, like, the 70s and 80s.
I guess, but at the same time, like, during this, like, the 80s, they were still making, like, gory movies, so...
Well, and that's because Reagan was in office, so, like, the effects of his stuff started to kind of seep in after that.
Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like they're, because of all the politics stuff, like, you know, Reagan gets in office, you're making a lot of, like, slasher movies because, like, it's kind of an outlet for what's going on in the political sphere, the culture. And then, like with anything, you become oversaturated with, like, a certain thing in a genre or a culture, and you want to get away from it. And so at that point, by the 90s, everyone is like, we need to do something funny, please, for the love of God.
Yeah. And it worked.
Yeah, it did work.
Well, do we have any last thoughts about Leprechaun?
Get really green with it if you're gonna watch this movie.
Do that. Have a shot of tequila and get into it. It's a fun time. Or just whatever you do to kind of relax and have a good time, that's what you should do with this movie. It's a good time.
For sure. Watch it in the bathtub with a nice bath bomb and, like, scented oils. And just put it on in the bathtub and laugh at all of the misfortune of these people who are dealing with the effects of a man stealing,
leprechaun gold. None of this would have happened if they hadn't stolen the leprechaun's gold.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know what? He deserves to kill some of you, I think.
I mean,
especially
that's
that cop that pulled him over.
Hem and haw all day long, but that's why we're here. We want to see that leprechaun fucking
that leprechaun shit up. Cannot afford a speeding ticket because that bitch stole his gold, and now he has to kill cops because of it.
R.I.P. Leprechaun, you would have loved Bitch Better Have My Money by Rihanna.
Well, thank you as always for taking the time to discuss this movie, and thank you to our listeners. This just super fun time. We've got some more episodes planned that are going to be really cool. And in the meantime, to keep up with us, you can find us on social media, Chainsaw Matinee. We're on Instagram, TikTok, Tumblr, Twitter. We're out there. Just come find us.
Why do all social medias start with T? Why is that a thing?
I don't know.
The tip of the
most
tongue,
things
the teeth
start
lips.
Seem to start with T. Like, I'm doing a alphabet movie challenge, and I had no idea how many movies start with T until I'm trying to get the whole alphabet, and most of them are T.
is it T because they start with the, or is it like T because, like, T is just a common letter?
I think it's just a common letter.
I think it's just, it's also got just a nice crisp, like a very strong sound. It's nice to say those hard consonants. Hard
tip of the tongue, the teeth, the lips. The tip of the tongue, the teeth, the lips.
Exactly.
Yes.
All right. Well, take care out there. If you come across a pot of gold,
leave it alone.
Yeah, it might be better to leave it be. Although,
just like with drug needles that you find on the ground, don't touch it.
The economy is rough right now, so maybe taking your chances against the leprechaun is ideal. I don't know. No. Follow
would you,
your heart.
Do you want money, or do you want to have to fight a leprechaun? Like,
I think I could take him. I'm a leprechaun, too, so I think I could take him.
Well, as long as it's a Timothy Olmanson leprechaun, I think I could take him. I don't think I could take this one. I feel like he would go all Bugs Bunny on me and would out-cartoon my ass.
Yeah, I think I could take Chucky. I could not take the leprechaun. He's too wily.
Yeah. I could punch Chucky across the room. This guy, he's all over the place. He's zagging. He's zigging. He's driving around a tricycle at 50 miles an hour.
He's 600 years old. He's around. I don't know how much of that was spent in a box, but
about 20 years, probably.
Well, thank you as always, and may your nightmares be plentiful.
May your nightmares be plentiful. Of course!